Can you hear me?
There we go. Now we're talking. There's been a lot on everybody's mind, I'm sure, with all that's going on, if you're paying any attention at all. Even if you ain't paying any attention at all. I forgot my glass. Getting old here. I watch internet for news. Some people think I'm crazy. That's fine. I pray about it. There's some things that's been on my mind, and you just don't hear much about it. Looking at the statistics for missing children, as low as 460,000 a year, as high as 800,000 a year in the United States. That's 2,000 a day at 800,000. We're being distracted from what's really going on here. Whether you want to look at it that way or whatever, yeah, the COVID's real, yeah, you know, they've tried everything in the world to get Trump out, and it just ain't working. Has anybody paid any attention to how many child traffickers this dude's caught? It's amazing. They saved 400 kids in Canada about 2 weeks ago. They found out that social services in Germany is sending kids to convicted pedophiles. How can we think about anything else? It breaks my heart. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand firm. Then buckle with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the spirit in all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all the saints. It's hard for me to stand here and say this in front of y'all. But they had a video out the other day, and these protesters were in front of a church screaming, I mean, like, against the people. The men were standing on their steps right at the sidewalk, and these people were screaming with bullhorns this close to their ear because a lady walked in with two little kids walking and a little one she was holding. And they're telling her, why are you going there? Why would you go there? You know, it's all wrong. And then they started chanting, save the kids. Why aren't you in front of Planned Parenthood saying, you know, yelling, save the kids? They didn't want them children in church. The ironic part, they are saving the kids. So it's a little information for you. I'm sorry that I got emotional there, but we got to pray for these kids every day. There's so many, you know, they cry about slavery from 200 years ago, man. What about the slavery today? You know, pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, Lord. We know that